on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by On Deck Small Business Loans. Visit ondeck.com.au.
Yes, lads, I said earlier, I thought their best win of the season, the West Tigers. In fact, someone said earlier the Cowboys were poor, but I thought they were hustle and bustled into those errors. And then the Tigers were good enough to capitalise. Their coach joins us in Jason Taylor. G'day, JT. Well done.
Morning, Terry. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, how did you rate that performance?
Yeah, I definitely rate it up there with our best performance of this season and probably over the last couple of seasons. I feel that the Cowboys probably weren't at their best just from an energy perspective. Mm. You know, they've had a bit of a tough run, but we definitely forced a lot of errors into them and we put them off their game, and really happy about that.
Yeah, all departments seem to be working for you. Your big men are doing a great job. Aaron Woods is really leading from the front there, but then all the littler players, you've got it all humming at the moment, JT, it seems.
Yeah, it's really been building for us over the last 6 weeks or so, maybe a little bit longer than that. But yeah, you're right. It was a big game for our forward pack yesterday. That's where the Cowboys have got Jonathan Thurston and Lachlan Coote and Michael Morgan, who are brilliant, but they do what they do on the back of the platform that those big guys lay in the middle of the field, and that was a great challenge for us. And Woodsy led the boys, as you say, he's been doing that really well. You know, just the way he communicated with the forward pack before the game and had them ready to go, it was great. We were really confident going into the game, but we knew we were playing a really good team, so it was always a bit nerve-wracking, but great performance.
Jason, that key word you mentioned earlier, energy, and that the energy and that enthusiasm you saw from your team yesterday, I bet you wish you could bottle that and take that every week to the ground and just let it go, but it doesn't quite happen like that. The challenge, I guess, now is to front up again with that same amount of enthusiasm and energy.
Yeah, well, that's been building in the just positive atmosphere at training, the way that they're working with each other and looking forward to turning up and training together. That's what we've changed. That's been the biggest change for us as a club. You know, if I go back to this time last year, we were a long way from that, and now we're a club who's really enjoying what they're doing. You know, guys are turning up and training hard and really ripping into everything, and it's not a chore for them. They're doing it because they want to do it. They're doing it because they enjoy playing with the guys and the group, and they're looking forward to getting to training to spend time with each other. And when you get that going, then it's really hard to stop. So, yeah, we're confident that we can keep that rolling, TK.
JT, Mitch Moses, mate, how good can he become? He's playing outstanding.
Yeah, he is. I talk about Woody's leadership, but Mitch, for a young guy, he's a really strong leader, you know, and he's been key to the adjustments that we've made and the change in the team with the way that he's buying into everything that we're trying to get the team to do from a coaching staff perspective. He's just on board 100%. He's leading the guys and they follow him. He's a smart guy. He really follows the game closely and he's got his thoughts around the way the game should be played, and we work hard on making sure that everyone's on board with what we're doing each week. And he's a big part of what we're doing right now, and we need to keep it rolling.
Yeah, should keep in mind you did it without your halfback in Brooks, and they did it with their superstar back into the side as a late inclusion in Jonathan Thurston. Mate, you've now got yourself into the eight, but geez, it's going to be a battle, isn't it? The final month of the competition, you've got four grand finals coming up.
Yeah, we do, and I've said a couple of times I'm really excited about the fact that we've got these games to give ourselves a chance to get there, because it's as good as playing in the semi-finals right now, you know, and that's what we need. We need those sort of games to give our young team the education and the experience of playing in games where you know that we need to win today, regardless. We need to win today, and we had that yesterday, and they handled it well. So, look, on the back of yesterday, I'm really confident that we're going to handle it. But, we've got four sudden death semi-final games. That's how we're going to approach it.
Yeah.
If we can get the job done in probably three of those, I'd say we'll definitely be there. For and against doesn't help us at the moment, but if we keep winning, we'll keep whittling away at that. And, yeah, we'll see where we get to.
And JT, everything seems to have died down a little bit with you and the Robbie Farah situation. Obviously, you've taken a hard line, and that's what you need to do as a coach sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. It's just based on the team, guys. It's just based on my beliefs as the coach and what's best for the team. It's as simple as that. There's nothing more to it. People will say there is, but there isn't, and that's fine. They'll have those opinions. But, look, you know, we're at Campbelltown next week. Jared Haynes going to be playing in the opposition. The crowd were massive for us yesterday, and we'd love a massive crowd there on Saturday for the Titans.
When you sit down to pick your side, Jason, do you still think, does Robbie come into the frame? Do you still think, will my side be better if he's there, or will I go with what I've got?
Yeah, absolutely. Every week there's consideration as to what the best team is and the team that we think can get the job done, depending on the opposition, depending on the way we want to play the game. So, yeah, every week that's a consideration, and we'll continue that way.
I mean, I know you were at Leichhardt yesterday, but when you have a look at what Jared Haynes did yesterday, mate, and you've got to face him at Campbelltown, which will be great for the crowd, by the way, to see you guys in action, plus Jared Haynes. Geez, he was good. He was very, very good. He threw one intercept pass, but apart from that, everything else was pretty silky smooth.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of highlights so far, but yeah, I was talking to somebody who said that they watched the game and basically that our whole preview of this game will be how we're going to stop him, even on the back of the fact that it's his first game back. So, yeah, I think it's great for the game. It's great to see that crowd there up in the Gold Coast yesterday, and I'm sure we'll get another one this weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I spent plenty of time with him at Parramatta a few years back when he first hit the scene. And
well, actually, you brought him, from memory, when you took over, I think the first week you were in charge, you brought Jared from reserve grade to first grade. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It wasn't a hard decision, that one, TK.
Well, the only fact was he wasn't in it before you got there. That was the thing.
Yeah, that's right. It was a simple decision. The year before, I was coaching the reserve grade team, and we played in the grand final. Matt Peterson didn't qualify because the first grade team got knocked out. And so I had to say to the under-19s, maybe it was at that time, their coach, I said, mate, I'm going to have to take a player out of your team. I think I'd like Jared Haynes to play on the wing for our team, and he scored two tries in the grand final. That was one of the only games he played in that team that year. And so the following year, when I got the opportunity to take over the NRL team, yeah, it was a bit of a no-brainer to put him in there. Yeah. He's had that ability for a long time.
Yeah. Good on you, JT. It was an outstanding game. Really good to watch, and you guys are playing well, so keep it up.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Well done, Jason Taylor there. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, Campbelltown, and it'll be the West Tigers taking on the Titans. And Jared Haynes, of course, will be there. Be sure to pre-purchase tickets from Ticketek.
Good game.
Really good game.
That's going to be a cracker.
Business end.